Hey, John Finkelde here with a book review for you. I'm reviewing one of my all-time top 10 favorite books. It's been published about 2006, so it's getting a bit old now, and this book is a bit haggard as well. It's got that old book smell. Fire Someone Today and Other Surprising Tactics to Make Your Business a Success by Bob Pritchett, who is the founder of Logos Bible Software, Faith Life Company. Fantastic book. I recommend that you buy this book. Have a read of it yourself. But if you're a pastor, buy this book for your business manager, your administrator, and take them through the book chapter by chapter. You can use it as a developmental book, actually. Get them to read a chapter a month. Get back to you with a couple of things they're implementing out of that chapter, maybe even a little bit of a summary of that chapter. And it's a great way to mentor someone with this book. So this book comes highly recommended. It comes Guy Kowalski, The Art of the Start, famous author, Seth Godin, however you pronounce that, famous marketer, great blogger as well. Highly recommended it. Seth Godin said, made you think. And that's more than you can hope for from the typical business book, that's for sure. Everyone who manages anyone needs to think about the stuff inside. So some great. Let me give you some great recommendations there. Let me give you a couple of takeaways that I enjoyed. The first chapter is actually about firing people. Who should I fire today? This is from first few pages, page two of the book. The whiner, the slacker, the incompetent, the troublemaker, the misfit, and the redundant. And he also talks through how to know when to fire someone. He talks about the fact that most people in staffing positions who are in charge of hiring and firing hire too slow and hire too quick and fire too slow, reluctant to let people go. Why are we reluctant to fire people, he says on page four. I mean, he dives right into pragmatic stuff in this book. Gives you an idea that the book is going to be filled with really helpful information. Number one, we want to be kind. Firing people seems mean. We're concerned for the employee, which is important to do. We don't want to admit that we made a mistake in the hiring, so pride can hold us back there. We have a large investment in training that person and time and money on that investment, so that can be a problem for us as well. And we don't know how to fill that position. If that person goes, who will replace him? Some great practical ideas there about hiring and firing. Chapter 5, don't hire anyone you haven't interviewed. So he talks about the interview process, how to get the maximum out of interviewing, make sure you make the right choice with people. He's got a few chapters, of course, on finance. One of his funniest chapters, titles that I've read for a while was Never Hire an Optimistic Accountant. Your accountant's not meant to be the person filled with faith and optimism. That's you, the leader. That's your job. Accountants are there to tell you exactly what's going on. Another great chapter on finances, you can always find 5%. And I've used this principle from this book. You can always find 5% to cut expenses, 5% to increase income. And that'll give you a 10% turnaround, which is a decent turnaround in any financial position. I like this chapter 15, don't fly blind, build a dashboard. In other words, what are your key metrics that you're going to measure? He has a few outlined in this chapter. One is the business health. He looks at a number of things for business health. Cash, where's the cash flow? Sales, profitability, operations, sales by channel or salesperson, production stats, service metrics, and so on. Now, if you're a church leader and a church pastor, your metrics are going to be more around things like baptisms, a percentage of people are serving, percentage of people in small groups, attendance related to your total membership, various metrics like that that you're going to measure. But a dashboard that you're measuring regularly, not just your financial dashboard in the church, is really helpful. I cannot recommend this book more than I do already. I recommend it all the time, actually, to clients and to people. Great book to read. And what I used to do and have a bit of fun when I was pastoring our church, I'd walk around the offices like this with my head in the book, and staff would say, stop it, John, put that book away. Don't fire anyone today. So there you go, Fire Someone Today, Bob Pritchett, one of my all-time best books. Encourage you to check it out.